into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Best song ever.
I feel like this could potentially top Money Can't Buy You Class.
Yes.
Potentially.
Oh, I like it way better than Money Can't Buy You Class.
And that disco skirt she had on at Watch What Happens Live is amazing. She looks amazing. You know who else looks amazing, though? Kristen Takeman.
Hey!
Hi, Kristen Takeman.
Hi.
The real deal. She is here in studio tonight for our finale recap of The Real Housewives of New York City. I'm Ashley Daniels. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. And Kristen, where can we find you on Twitter and Instagram?
At Kristen Takeman.
Okay. That, easy enough.
Yep. Fabulous. Yeah. On everything.
She looks beautiful. For anybody just listening, obviously you guys would know she looks beautiful because you would have seen her before, but she does, again, look beautiful. And who do I have to my right?
This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Twitter at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
And this is Lindsay Wegner. You guys can find me on Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. And my amazing nails are Kristen's Nail Polish Line, Pop of Color, and I'm wearing Blue Moon.
Yay!
Hey guys, it's Megan Stecker. You can tweet me at Megan Stecker, and I'm wearing Cash Money.
Yeah. I'm wearing the King,
and I'm wearing
Rookie.
Thanks, Kristen. And Kristen. What are you wearing tonight?
Crybaby.
Yay. Fabulous.
You got all the colors.
I love it. Yay. We do. Thanks to you. Thank you so much. She sent us the really cool, amazing colors.
Oh my gosh, I'm so thrilled that you're wearing it.
Yes,
we got this Manny's so cool. Right before.
Yes.
We have to thank.
Shout out to Jenny Lau at Kristoff in Beverly Hills. She came to our Manny's for
us. Yeah, she was like obsessed with every color.
Oh, so, good.
Yeah,
good.
Cool. Them.
Yeah,
gave her some, really cool. Some for the road.
Mm-hmm. Great price point, too.
Yeah, I know, it's good. It's nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's awesome.
$8, yeah. And you can get it at rickysnyc.com.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Rickysnyc.com. Awesome. So thank you again for that.
Thank you.
So amazing, amazing episode. Amazing way to end the season. This was honestly this was probably the best season since like the old days. Like
for
we
sure.
haven't had like this is a this was amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Overall, what's your thought looking back on this season? Just how do you feel it went for you?
No, I think it was good. I think that I think I really my friendships got deeper with some of the obvious women like Luann, Carol, and Heather, despite everything they're going through right now. I'm still really good friends with everybody and kind of a little bit caught in the middle, but we'll get to that later. No, I think it was good. I think it's a bummer that I didn't, make solid friendships with some of the obvious people, but stay tuned for that too. But no, I think overall it was really good. I think a lot of the women were going through a lot of really big issues. And that was hard, but I think it's cool because at the end it's like, you know, the bond of all of us kind of got them through, which is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. It's, yeah. It's just so great. We always say every week, we're like, we wish we had friends like you, Carol, and Heather. The three of you are just, we've never seen that in any franchise where there's like two or three people that are just super close that nothing's going to get. You guys have never fought.
No, well, I did with Heather, remember? We had a little tiff in the woods in Montana, but other than that.
Yeah, but
I think that's what happens for real friendship.
Yeah, right. But like overall, you guys really have each other's backs. Mm-hmm. We don't see that. I mean, I guess the closest thing we would say would maybe be Vicky and Tamara from Orange County.
But
they do it on an extreme level, but they're always connected. Like they'll always have each other's backs, mm-hmm. no matter what. And I don't know, you three could have a great spinoff. I just have to say
that would be crazy.
That would be hilarious.
It's like you genuinely like each other.
Oh, we're such good friends. Yeah. Yes, 100%.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's great.
So starting from the beginning of the episode, where we usually begin, the best place to start, Ramona and Sonia. Ramona goes over to Sonia's house, and Ramona is really proud of Sonia from the fashion line. She's just really excited about what she did. And Sonia brings up the whole issue
with Bethany.
So, I mean, it's, I don't know, kind of seemed a little bit staged. It was like the minute she got off the phone with that person and then Ramona walked right in. She was like, I have to tell you something. Mm-hmm. But what did you guys think overall of Ramona and Sonia talking about that situation? Any comments on that?
I thought it was a little strange. She wasn't upset when this was in the post, I believe, but yet she was upset reading about you in the post.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm just like the brunt of everything. Yeah. It makes me crazy.
She wasn't mad that there was, you know, press about a fight at her fashion mm-hmm. show, but yeah. she was mad about one little comment from you. So
100%.
I thought that was a little weird.
Right, because it didn't have anything to do with her, so she didn't care. Right. I think it's not about the fashion show. I think it's more about her, you know, her ego or like how her, you know, her.
Yeah.
Didn't have anything to do with her. Mm-hmm. If anything, it brought press to the fashion show, and people probably learned more about it hearing about Bethany Frankel fighting with anybody there. So the fact that it was Ramona was just a double whammy. But it seemed they'll always have each other's back, Sonia and Ramona. Another famous duo, the Ethel and Lucy of the show, I think.
I thought it was interesting to hear Sonia kind of say, you know, Ramona always has these new me parties, and she needs to do something different. Maybe throw like a masquerade ball instead of a new me or.
Yeah. They did that one year, didn't they? Didn't they all have masquerade masks on one year? I don't know if it was last. It was like a couple seasons ago. It was at Sonia's, I think.
I can't remember.
They all had masks on.
It was Carol's birthday. Some of us had masks
on. They did that.
Maybe that's what it was.
Was it black and white? Mm-hmm. I forget. It was the
Adam and Eve party.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, there was that one too. There was another one a while back. I know it was at Sonia's because I know you go down, it's like the brick, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. It was a while ago.
The courtyard thing.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so then we have Carol going over to Bethany's. I love them together. Funny dynamic.
It is.
Really funny.
No, it's nice that they're friends. I think it's awesome.
Did you think going into this that Carol would end up being so close to Bethany?
I didn't really. But you kind of saw it happening, you know? And I think that they have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a natural fit. So I think it's good.
Do you think Carol's just the type that gets along with everybody? That she just can blend with anybody?
I definitely think so. But I don't think Carol likes everybody.
Yeah.
So I think Carol and Bethany both see something in each other. And they kind of like gravitate towards that.
Yeah. Right. What do you think it was about Carol that she didn't see in you, for instance, in the beginning? Because you're both very sweet. You're both very open.
Between Bethany, Carol, and...
Like, Bethany opened up to Carol so easily, but with you and with Heather, it was a little more of a difficult... I don't understand why it was so difficult.
I don't either. Gotta tell you. I think we really just got off to the wrong foot from the get-go, and I mean, that was pretty obvious. And we even said that at one point. We were like, you know, she's like a really closed person and I'm a really open one. Like, I just assume everybody's like easygoing until there's an issue, and she kind of just assumes the opposite. So, you know, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what the reunion holds. I wish I could come back next week.
we wish that too. Maybe you could call in.
You know, I gotta tell you, I'm gonna be here next week. So maybe.
Could you come?
Yeah.
I would love that. Okay.
Yeah, because there's so much I want to tell you, but maybe I'll just come back next week.
That would be amazing.
I'm out here till the 1st, so I'm just going to keep coming back.
Yeah.
Here she is again.
We have such a problem with that. We'd have to discuss it and let you know. Maybe.
Yeah, but no, I don't know what it was. I really don't. I really don't. And I'm like, I feel like I kind of greet people in general with very open arms, and I'm like, awesome, like you're back. We have so much in common, I think. And then it just kind of kept getting shut down.
Right.
And that's that, really, right? And then you saw what happened tonight again.
Of course. Yeah, Carol had it easier than everybody else in the beginning. She, for some reason, just was able to get in with Bethany. And once you're in with Bethany, I think you're in.
Yeah,
100%. You know?
Yeah.
But we saw Bethany's place. It was beautiful.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Now, do you know where that is in conjunction to, like, where? Because we know where you are. You're more...
I'm in Tribeca.
Right.
She's in Soho.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Soho. Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So walking distance to Carol, actually. Apparently, they walk to each other's houses all the time, which is sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're a little like BFFs.
So, Tribeca and Soho, are they far from each other?
No, not really. Not at all.
Okay. Because Tribeca is like the young, hip, like part now, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Soho's kind of like that, too, in a sense, right? Yeah. The place was beautiful, though. We all paused it.
Oh, my God.
Took it in.
Her daughter's room. Wasn't it like a deja vu, though? Like, didn't you guys, like,
it reminded me of the last one.
Her last place, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot like that.
Girls knows what she likes.
I know.
Keeps it simple.
Yeah, like she's not homeless anymore. That's I know. For sure.
This was a little bit. I shouldn't to say this is cozy is so dumb because it's not. It's huge, but I mean it's a little bit cozier than the last
place.
The last
smaller,
place was enormous.
Yeah.
She was rollerblading in it. I mean, this was a little bit
about that. Remember? It was roller skating.
Oh, excuse me. Oh yeah, roller girl. Exactly, roller girl. Thank God we have you. See, these are the moments.
That's so funny.
Perfect. But yeah, she was roller skating.
Yes.
And but her bedroom's beautiful. It's smaller. Mm-hmm. But Bryn's room's adorable.
Gorgeous,
so cute. I loved it. And she seems like she's going to stay there for a while. Mm-hmm. It must be really hard putting that much time and effort into a place, building it, and then not being able to be there and have to make a new one. Like, that's a lot. I mean,
little side note. Do you remember seeing the apple in the courtyard? Did you see that?
On the court. No.
Did they not show that?
No.
Oh, that was on the cut that I got. She has like this apple. Like there's a courtyard within the apartment, and there's an apple in it. Like a big courtyard. Like,
you know, we saw she has the outside. But she said she didn't have the outside last time.
Oh yeah, yeah. So okay. She has an apple in the courtyard.
She does.
Oh, yeah.
How cool.
Oh, they cut that out.
Oh, like the, oh my gosh, we didn't see that. No.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah. You know how people have these weird sculptures and stuff? Yes. It's really cool. Like they panned to like through a window, and there was like this really pretty red apple.
They cut that?
Like the apple behind you. Yeah. So
that's
neat.
Cute. That's really nice.
Shed, why?
I know.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe we missed it. Maybe you never know.
Somebody has to tweet us and let us know if that was in tonight.
Please do. Please let us know. But it was beautiful. And Carol was staging it. And then Carol, it was funny. Carol's like, your neighbor's really cute. She's like, really? What's he like? She's like, he's 3 months old. She's like,
she said, is he married?
Yeah, is he married? Yeah.
3 months old.
Yeah. But that's just, they're fun. It looks like you get a different side of Bethany when she's around Carol. A lighter, more
which
fun
is nice
side.
To see. I like seeing that side of her.
Yeah. Absolutely. So then we have Dorinda and John's lunch. I love their lunches. Anybody point out what the difference between this lunch and every other lunch was?
He was focusing on her and not answering phone calls.
Yeah, that's part of it. Anybody pick up on
the,
it?
The moving in with me? The keys?
No. Wait,
the fighting? Oh, no, they fight every lunch.
So usually he orders everything. She ordered all the food today. Oh. And I was like, girl's got it. She, you know, last time, remember, she wanted to order. She just, like, sat there and he picked out everything they were going to eat. So I noticed it was different this time. I'm like, something's changed. And she said he's more needy, so it looks like the tables have kind of turned a little bit.
Maybe she's gained a little power and a little bit of comfortability and confidence and able to kind of stand up. And the women, maybe all of you guys are kind of giving her the ability to kind of just be more open and about her feelings with him. And I think that trip to London for her was huge.
Yeah. Right. Well, he obviously called the security. He got nervous about her being away. So obviously he's feeling a little bit insecure. Now, would Josh ever?
No, hell no. Josh would be like, awesome, she's gone for 4 days. And I would be the same way.
But
it's different than dating,
too,
for sure. Yeah.
Right. If you don't mind saying, overall impression of him? I mean, obviously we know we had that little bit awkward dance, and that was obvious.
I think that was the last time I was here.
That was the last time you were here. But, I mean, since then.
You know, listen, you meet him in person. He's Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky. He's a great guy. He does treat Dorinda like gold.
Yeah.
I don't have anything bad to say about him.
I've moved on past that whole thing.
I just, you know, watching that lunch myself, it's uncomfortable to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's just uncomfortable to me to watch that. I just, one minute it's like, oh my gosh, they're happily ever after. And then 3 seconds later, it's like these insane fights and arguments in public. It's weird to me. Especially that they're just dating and they haven't even been together that long. You just wonder, like, what's going on there. I wrote about it in my blog tonight.
Check out her blog on
Bravo. Bravo.com.
Just Bravo.com, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a quicker way to get to the blogs, like Kristen Takeman or anything like that?
Maybe. I don't actually know.
I don't know, because I always...
I think it's probably, like, up. I would imagine the show that airs that night, those blogs are up.
Right, yeah.
You know, awesome. I'll post it later tonight, too. But, yeah, I wrote about that tonight. It was kind of, like, disturbing to me. Like, it was just weird to watch.
So, do you think that her trip to London maybe was the reason why?
It could be.
That she kind of changed a little bit? She seemed like she had a little more of an upper hand on this lunch.
I definitely think she got closure, you know, a lot of closure going there. And I think it was so nice to see Carol help her through that.
That was beautiful.
Yeah,
I love their bonding.
You can't really, nobody else can really relate to that unless you've gone through it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was really, really nice seeing them together.
Well, speaking of a quick way to get around town, best way to get around town in LA is Mazda. Guys,
That was really good.
I apologize.
Let's thank our sponsor. Our sponsor tonight is Mazda. They bring you guys AfterBuzz for free, so you guys can watch us, see Kristen, enjoy all the other amazing AfterBuzz shows here at AfterBuzz TV and on YouTube and iTunes and SoundCloud and all the other venues you can find us at. So our sponsor today, Mazda. Does driving matter to you? Driving with the windows down, the wind blowing through your hair, the smell of pine trees and fresh asphalt. You look forward to these moments when it's just you in the road, no distractions, handling every curve, and feeling every nuance in the road. So ask yourself, does driving matter to you? If it does, we build cars just for you, because to us, driving matters. Mazda. So while we're getting around LA, while Kristen's making her way around LA and hopefully coming back to visit us here at AfterBuzz next week.
Thank you for that, Lindsay.
You're welcome.
So, okay, so Anybody want to comment anything about John or the proposal situation?
I think you're right. Like, there are some couples that you watch and I just love watching them.
Yeah.
But there are a couple that I watch and I just feel so uncomfortable. But I'm glad you said that he treats her like gold, because that's all that matters. Like, if he adores her.
Did you notice when he'll pull out the seat for her at restaurants?
Yes.
And didn't at one lunch or dinner, he wanted to make sure she faced the right way, which I thought was really sweet.
Yes, good point.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. He's Armenian. Armenians are very men. Yeah. They're very very old fashioned. A lot of them like to, pull the chair, like you said. Very gentlemanlike. Yeah. Interesting. That was a good point.
But then it turns. It's so strange.
Yes. It's very uncomfortable.
I don't know. What do you think the current situation is with her daughter and John, relationship wise? What was her name? Do you guys remember?
Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah. I think that didn't she touch in one of the last episodes that they were, or at that dinner? I think that they made it seem like they were kind of working towards things. So I think it's getting better. I think they're going in the right direction, which is good. Yeah.
And they're not engaged. John and Dorinda aren't engaged.
They are not, as we found out in the very end, which was a little bit interesting. I don't know if that will ever happen. Do you guys think you'll ever see an engagement or a wedding? Just prediction wise. I don't think I ever see that happening, but no.
Mm-mm. No. Not between them.
Yeah. I don't think you need it.
No.
I think they're fine. They're working their way through. They obviously have something that attracts one another to each other. So there's a lot of ups and downs, but overall she seems happy and he seems happy, so good for them. All right, so then we have Sonia, and Sonia says to Ramona that Kristen had an interview at her fashion show. This is when she brings up the interview. Anybody who hasn't seen the episode, please watch it.
When they're at the party. Ramona's party.
Yes. So,
But the interview took place at Sonia's fashion show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The red
right.
carpet for her fashion show.
Right. So Sonia first tells Ramona this. Where did she tell Ramona this? I don't have it in my notes, but she told her that.
Wasn't it just at the bar at Ramona's New Beginnings party?
Yeah.
I think that's where the whole thing came about.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
First thing.
She kinda walked I'm not skipping
in, right?
anything, huh? This is really just went to this point.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. The rest of the show. Yeah.
Thinking, where's the other... So literally, we go to the party from this point on. So this is basically the entire episode. And the first thing is Sonia does... First of all, I think she's wearing her own line of clothing. It seemed that way, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
It is really pretty, actually. Mm-hmm. On the more expensive side, but I think it's probably because the quality is better quality. Yeah. But
And I think
beautiful.
It's also made to order, too, which I think is a bit more expensive at this point.
It is beautiful, though. That's something, like that hat and everything. It's definitely
the dress,
very Sonia.
The back is really pretty and
really
elegant.
Pretty. Yeah. So Sonia says to Ramona that Kristen had the interview at the fashion show and that she said that her toaster oven didn't come out yet. Watching that, what do you feel like as you seeing somebody have a complete misconception of a situation that you were in that did not happen?
I just feel like, it's so upsetting to me. So, you're at this party, you're thinking it's like, a new beginnings for everybody. I'm kind of thinking I'm walking into this party thinking I'm at a good place with everyone. You're at these events, you're at these parties. I just came from the Ella Tahari show for Pop of Color, so I was on cloud nine. We go to Sonia's thing, I'm there, I'm ready to support her. And again, you have to read my blog tonight, but it was like, or maybe it was last week, you walk into her events and you're on a red carpet. Like, it's crazy. Like, imagine, like, walking in a door to anywhere and, like, there's a camera in your face. So you're like, okay, like, you adjust yourself. Like, I gave someone my coat, my purse, or I held onto my purse. But, I go through and I do the pictures and this guy comes up and he says to me, quote, he's like, hey, looks like you've had a really good fashion week. And I was kind of like, oh, wow. He goes, I've been following you on social media. And I was like, wow. And it was the New York Post. I like get the Post religiously. It's the New York Post.
Right.
That's like Vogue.
Exactly. No, of course. This is a very trusted media source.
Yeah,
of course.
I was so excited. So he doesn't ask me a thing about Sonia. Nothing. And I just came from my Pop of Color, Ella Tahari. So he's asking me all these questions. He asks me about it. So I like show him the bottle. I take a picture and he's writing this article and I'm excited. It's about me and all this stuff. And of course it mentions where Sonia's fashion show was, Sonia Morgan Fashions, her brand, all this stuff. But no one had seen, she's forgetting that no one's seen the collection. No one,
exactly.
You guys saw the whole season. Like no one saw any of the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I comment about the clothing?
Right.
I said I was happy to be there. And then everybody asks about the toaster oven. She's been on Watch What Happens Live. She talks about the toaster oven. She talks about it having three different trays and how you can toast kale. Did anyone remember seeing
that? Mm-hmm. All talked about the toaster oven all last season. It was Toastergate all season.
You.
Literally like, Toastergate.
It wasn't even last season. It was the season before where Heather did that whole branding strategy.
It's been years that we've been talking about Toastergate, and that has honestly been, if anything, it's been great for her.
Yes.
It keeps her in the press.
I think it's fun and it's quirky.
Yeah,
and it's so
hilarious.
So
awesome.
Did you get the memo about not talking about the toaster?
Nope.
I didn't.
No.
Nope. Since when is it like so taboo? And I'm sitting there at this party having an out-of-body experience because I'm literally looking around the room going like, am I being punked? Like, is she really upset with me for mentioning her, for the guy mentioning her toaster oven and myself commenting? And the whole thing that she said was, even Ramona came up to me afterwards and she's like, you shouldn't talk about the toaster oven.
Wait, what?
What are you supposed to say? That's someone asked so you specifically about it.
Oh, she gave me a bunch of stuff to say. Like, I was supposed to, like, divert and, like, talk about something
else. Why weren't you
right
told that? See, we're all, as hosts, we're told, especially before red carpets, from every publicist, please don't mention da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
We're not going to mention da-da-da-da-da.
I mean...
But you're not told what to do. It's not your fault. Matt, it's like you're thrown under the bus for no reason.
Oh, my God. It was crazy. So how do you think I feel? And then I'm sitting there trying to defend myself over all of this. And it was like... And she didn't even read the article at that point. That's the best part.
That's the worst.
Oh,
I
didn't read
that.
It. I didn't
Someone
read it.
Someone read it to her.
Right. She just jumped to conclusions,
yeah,
I think.
100%.
And that's sad because she's actually very understanding. She seems to be very understanding at times. And she seems like the first to kind of just wash things away. Be like, all right, well, whatever. But like in this case, it was really, really bothered her. And how did you feel when she ran? So Bethany comes in. Back to the New Beginnings party. Bethany comes into the party and she says she puts her jacket down or whatever, and then she's literally jumped at by Ramona, which we'll get to in a second.
Yeah.
After that situation happens, going back to what Kristen was just talking about, she says, Sonia goes up to Bethany and says, just like you had a problem with her, with the media, I had a problem with her too. She says she doesn't know what she's saying, but clearly she did this twice now or whatever.
Yeah.
Any comments on that? Because that's, I mean, obviously, once again, it's just, it's kind of sad because now there's Bethany who was probably, you know, doing better with you. And then it's like,
100%.
Okay, wait, why would you? She kind of like sabotaged that.
Oh my God. I had like 4 steps ahead and then took like 7 back within like 20 minutes. I was like, ugh. I worked so hard to like get in a good place with everybody and now I'm back to square one. But you know, it's just so funny because, you know, Bethany's obviously been doing it for years. Sonia's been doing it for years. Like, just it meaning, I don't know, like, just all the press stuff and all these major events and all this stuff. Like, I'm still sort of new to that. And, like, you know, Bethany was saying, too, at the diamond decorating party or the jean decorating party, she was saying, like, you know, you've been doing this for years. You've been modeling. And it's like, it's not the same thing. And, you know, it's just so interesting to me because in both situations, I still don't think I said anything that bad. You can't judge a book by its cover.
No, you didn't.
And I wish you'd come out with a darn toaster oven.
By the way.
Does anybody else think this is crazy?
No, it's crazy. And the low blows that you got tonight, brain dead, or that
awesome.
you're off, you're done, your prime is over with the modeling, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like, blow after blow.
Yeah.
So, you never returned one thing back to them. You didn't stoop to their level at all. So, I commend you on that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Because I would... Yeah. I think we all would be very frustrated and we would jump at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's unfair. And so anyways, like we say, we, you know, obviously Bethany is now, maybe I'm sure in her head, she's like, whoa, maybe I was right or whatever that is. And you're over there, you have no idea what's going on.
None.
No one, it's so aggravating that
has
to happen.
And then it's like, you know, when I approach them all about it, it's just like, it just sucks when it's like, okay, well, you had no problem talking about me over at the bar 5 minutes ago, but like, I confront you to your face and you can't talk to me about it. Like, that's where I just don't get it. And that's happened to me how many times this season? So like, what else can you do?
Right.
Like, how many times are you going to go right to the source just to be like, hey, instead of like everybody talking about this behind our backs, like we're right here face to face and nothing.
And I have to commend the production company on what they do, Shed, because they give us so much at, like, we're able to see what's going on in every corner.
Yeah.
And
great.
They do it so effortlessly, and that's not easy to do.
That
we get the whole story from everybody, and nothing gets confusing. And there's eight, this is like the most housewives of any show.
Yeah.
8 housewives.
No,
so
a lot.
It's really, really great
I'm
that we
glad
get to
they
keep
showed
everything.
The clip of him asking you the
yes.
question.
Me
that
too, let me tell you.
Right.
I know. And it was so awesome because I remember they told me that early on. They're like, no, we have
oh,
him
good.
Interviewing you.
Awesome.
Like, yes.
That's great. That's
so many
awesome.
Times I'm like, I want to see when it happens.
I'm like, I'm not crazy.
And I know it's difficult, but, you know, obviously you can't say, like, it's on the clip, but, like, how easy would life be if, like, in every situation, you'd be like, it's going to be on camera. trash. Don't, like, mm-hmm. I can prove it to you. You right. can't yes. do that, obviously.
But see, in this situation, too, it's not like it was such a horrible thing. It's right. not like, yeah. you know, like, I accused her of something insane. It's like, we're talking about a toaster oven.
Right.
Give me mm-hmm. a break.
Right.
And her not getting the brunt, like, the whole article was about me at her event, but I don't mm-hmm. have control over that. I don't have control about the questions he asks mm-hmm. or, you know, yes, I can control what I say, but I still don't think I said anything that bad.
Right. No, you didn't. Yeah. You didn't.
Unbelievable.
Insane.
Yeah.
Going back to Bethany and Ramona, I want to know what you guys thought of that situation. Part two of Ramona versus Bethany.
That drove me nuts because Ramona approaches Bethany and apologizes, and Bethany goes, okay, just wait. What are you apologizing for? And then she stops and she like starts to run away because she doesn't even know what she's apologizing for. She's just apologizing to apologize. Mm-hmm. Worst way to apologize is apologizing when you don't even know what you're apologizing for. It's not genuine. Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's true. It's true. I know. Lindsay gets extremely frustrated. We all do, though.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch. It's hard to watch. And it's like, and you know, even at the point where she tried to high five, so for anybody who hasn't seen it, please watch it, obviously, but then come back and listen to this. Mm-hmm. So we won't give out too much, but Bethany tries to once again get through to Ramona and explain to her that just because, you know, you're nice, just because she knows that deep down she has a good heart, doesn't excuse her over and over again doing the things she does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's just so wishy-washy for her. She's like, give me an hour, attack me in an hour, just, you know, Bethany, leave me alone for 1 hour. And it just puts mm-hmm. Bethany in this light where it's like, she responds really well, but I don't know what I would say in that situation, because all of a sudden you do kind of look like the bad one, like the one who's the nuisance, like she's kind of turning the tables, like mm-hmm. you're the annoying one or whatever. How did you guys think that how did Bethany handle it to all of you? Anybody?
I honestly have to say, I thought that this was another time that Bethany, it seemed like the wrong time to be approaching this with Ramona. I guess there's never a good time to talk to Ramona. I feel like Bethany, this is the third or fourth case I've seen over the season, just like out of nowhere. It's like, I just have to talk about this right now. I'm going to explode. Kind of is how it seems like she's just so wound up and all that. Like, right now, let's solve it. It almost seemed a little harsh. This was supposed to be Ramona's big night. Mm-hmm. I know Bethany didn't agree with it being Ramona's big night and the name of the party and the theme of the party and whatever the heck's going on. I don't know why.
Carol said it's like, new beginnings. It's
yeah,
like
and
new,
she's
new.
Like a butterfly coming out of her cocoon, whatever it was.
Again.
Again. Yeah, whatever it was. It just seemed a little ill-timed, mm-hmm. but I think Bethany is just like, she has to get it out of her system and it has to be dealt with and let's get it over with. And once you apologize for the 15th time, mm-hmm. I'm fine with it. Let's hug and we're done. It was awkward to me when she all of a sudden was like, okay, now we're done talking about it. This is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I thought when she said you're a four-year-old. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
A four-year-old? She's like, no, I'm a six-year-old.
I know. Totally. That was so funny. No, but I think we're all kind of forgetting what Bethany was, what Ramona accused Bethany of. I mean, mm-hmm. Bethany didn't cheat on person. Like, that's really messed up.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. you know, like, I'm getting all this grief from everybody about talking about a toaster oven to someone who's asking me a question in a press line at her party, at Sony's party, when, I mean, Ramona literally just threw out there mm-hmm. that Bethany cheated on this relationship, which was not true at all.
Exactly.
So that's
and no one's giving
so
her
messed,
trouble about it.
But it's like Ramona just throws that out there like it's no big deal and like, oh, I'm not going to talk about it now. But I actually agreed with Bethany here. I would have beelined
absolutely.
To her too and been like, I'm dealing with this head on. Like, you've got to stop saying this. It's not true. And this is not okay. Again, it's not okay.
Why mm-hmm. do you think Ramona gets away with it in a sense? Because even like with Sonia, she always finds a way. Everybody forgives Ramona.
All the women said that though today. They mm-hmm. said, we can't stay mad at her.
Yeah.
We just
is
can't
just
stay mad at her. What is
just,
it about her?
Yeah, what is it?
She's, you know, she's kind of intimidating because she just has this way about her and this like this aura where I don't know, she almost just like fools you. It's like she throws this like weird wool over her eyes or your eyes and she kind of, it's like she's like she puts you in a trance or something. It's so weird, you know. It's like you're so upset and you're angry, but then she'll do something really nice and then you're like, I'm like, oh
yes.
And then obviously what she's going through right now, like the women really can't hate her, but I've never thought it was okay. I've always said that I love to hate her, you know.
Didn't mm-hmm. Bethany say during the one where you guys all threw your idea, I think, put the water on her for the didn't Bethany say like, well, when Ramona does something, she's just like so nice after that you can't remember why you were mad, because
yeah.
she's just like, you know, overall, and like Bethany says, overall, she's not a bad person.
Yeah.
It's just you either have to be friends with her and just accept that, because
exactly.
I don't think it's ever going to change
no,
at this point.
Ever. I mean, what about the whole dress stealing thing?
That was,
like,
we were
that's not okay too.
I mean, twice, right?
Yes, there's proof. Like, there's proof in her Instagram. Instagram that she was wearing this dress, and she continues to lie about it. And she yeah. won't admit that she took the dress.
And here's the thing: at the end of the day, I mean, for she says she has the money to buy 1,000 Hervé Légers, not just from the show, from what she had, like the jewelry, everything. Yeah. So it's weird. That's weird. That's, it's not like someone who's like really needy, because I don't think Bethany would ever say anything if it was somebody that was like her friend course. That just didn't really have much. Yeah. She'd be like, I'm not going to call her out on it, but there's a girl who can have thousands of them. Mm-hmm. Did you guys agree? Last week, I don't think we really agreed how she approached to Ramona about in response to the article. She kind of kept bringing up the dress, which didn't really have anything to do with the situation regarding Ramona saying she was a cheater, but it just seemed like everything was built up inside of her and she kept bringing it up. Did you think that overall Bethany handled that situation from last episode? We didn't really get into that, but I'm just curious how you guys felt that she handled it. Because today, again, she's bringing up the title of New Beginnings, which doesn't really have anything to do with
I think last week fight. We were like, forget about the dress. Yeah. Like what she said about your cheating on your first husband is horrible. And that's the essence of what was she was really had a right to be mad about.
Yeah, she didn't build up.
I think it wasn't probably the right venue for Bethany to bring all this up right at the party. But what she was saying, you know, I had to agree with that. Don't have a New Beginnings party if you're not going to change. Yeah. Right. Which is the point.
Right.
And she's just never going
to
change.
Or deal with the other stuff and then you can move to the New Beginnings. Right. Like, let's just get this out really quick and then we can do the New Beginnings.
Exactly. I bring it up because when you see Heather in the other corner, I think she's telling Carol or somebody, she's like, well, Bethany's upset right now because of the New Beginnings title. I don't think Heather knew exactly why Bethany was upset. They must have been seeing the fight from a distance. That's the only reason I bring it up is because I was wondering at that time, did they actually know why they were fighting, or did they just assume it? Bethany came in and was like, why is this a title for New Beginnings? Like, why is your party about New Beginnings?
Well, let's remember, too, that Ramona said back in the day she would never have apologized. Mm. She said now she does apologize. Yeah. This is new for her.
She's totally different now.
Yeah. But she's even if she's not apologizing the right way, I guess getting a fake apology, is that better than no apology? I would say no. Yeah. I mean, I don't want it. Don't give it to me.
It's a baby step in the right direction.
But it's at least a step that she realizes she's maybe making some concession towards it. It's so horrible. I can't. I can't with her about that.
I definitely can't either. All right.
I just thought that Bethany's impression of her to her face was hilarious.
I know, yeah.
She's like, and I adore you, and I'm sorry. Like,
it was great. Really good. It was really good, actually.
I sincerely, I always say that now because she says that. She's
I'm
like,
sincerely sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the best. Mm-hmm. Going from this crazy dramatic situation to one that's a little less dramatic but still pretty difficult to understand, we see Luann in the corner kind of talking about Adam, or just talking about Adam and Carol, and you see Carol so happy. And so, for me, I just see a woman who just came back from London. If I were Luann, I would be like that is not an easy situation what she just went through, bringing the urn back. Like, we were all trying to figure out how you even get that urn on the plane.
Yeah.
And then, like, sit for, like, 15 hours on a plane knowing that's, like, your dead husband's urn next to you. She's going through so much. Mm-hmm. And then you see her happy. Why say anything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just not enough to start getting upset. Did you guys agree with Luann? Obviously, I'm going to go. You did not agree, obviously, but... Did you guys, anybody have any comments about Luann getting that upset at this point? Because now it's been a while that they're dating. She's still pretty upset.
Yeah. Honestly, to me, it seemed contrived, like her trying to stay relevant on the show. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, we haven't seen her in the past few episodes much at all.
Nope.
So if she's, I think there were 2 weeks in a row she wasn't even on at all. So it just seemed contrived to me. Like she was trying to stay in the mix and stay in a little like side argument and... I don't know. Get over it. It's been since week one, basically, that this has been going on.
If they weren't together anymore, then maybe I'd understand a little 100%. Bit of her frustration. They're still together, and they're happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I think that's the hardest thing about it. It's like, I really don't get it. I mean, I can see a tiny bit of, you know, Luann coming out saying, you know, that he doesn't come around as much anymore. He's not as good friends with her son anymore. Like, I get that. I get that that's kind of hard because I think Adam was a big part of her family life for a while, and especially dating her niece. But I don't think there was any crossover in that relationship, and I think they'd broken up some time before, didn't they? It wasn't like weeks.
It was a significant
amount of time.
Yeah.
And I just feel like Carol said, it's like you don't choose who you fall in love with, and you know, and I think it's a really interesting situation because what I always thought, and I think what I wrote in my blog early on in the season was, it's an awkward situation because it's like anybody who's single and dating somebody, it's like you don't want to, like, the guy's sitting there and it's like you've literally just dating and you, like, don't want to, like, announce it to everybody because you don't really know what's happening. And then what if you put it out there and make a big stink about it, and then nothing, the relationship kind of fizzles out. So I really understood where Carol was coming from.
Yes.
You know, and it's like she kind of wanted to keep it for herself, and she's so private anyway, right, Carol?
Yeah, she is, you know, definitely.
And then I think she kind of, you know, mentioned it at the right time, but I don't know, it was weird. It was like, you know, Luann tried to make it seem like, you know, he was still talking to the niece, and right. That was a little weird.
Yes, it was.
Awkward for Carol. That's hard.
It's not fair, I think, overall, that the digs will always be, it seems, they will always have something to do with Adam when you want to dig Carol.
Yeah.
Like, Ramona did a dig. She's like, your date, whatever she said a few mm-hmm. weeks ago on vacation, it was a dig about Adam. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't think she'll ever be able to escape that, because that's really the only thing they have that mm-hmm. they can keep mm-hmm. saying about Carol, is that, oh, he's younger. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, she seems like one of the happiest ones. I mean, she's super yeah. happy.
And he's 29. Yeah. It's not like he's 22.
That's yeah.
a huge
too.
Difference.
Exactly.
She's
yeah, yeah,
super
yeah.
happy. I mean, other than obviously the you guys being married. I yeah. mean, you and Heather. Everybody else is kind of like in this like awkward place where they don't have anybody, or they do, or they're just confused, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But she's happy, so who cares how yeah. old he is? And he's oh, sweet. He's there. Listen, he shows up at all these things. Yeah. I'm sure the last thing he wants to do is be on Real Housewives mm-hmm. of New York City.
100%.
He's 23 years old.
Yeah,
I mean, he's
Nine.
A cute.
29.
Sorry, whatever. He's so cute. Whatever. 29.
Yeah.
I mean, what guy? He's doing that for her.
Yeah.
What's he getting? I mean,
and knows he's gonna have to. Technically deal kind of with the wrath of
yeah.
Luann too at this,
yeah.
these
right.
events and run into her where that's awkward
right.
for him as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And she is being hypocritical when she is sleeping with younger men and then like, well, at least I'm not dating
right.
them. Well,
I know that was that's that weird.
So that makes you right and Carol mm-hmm. wrong.
I know.
That was
no,
like, that's an example for your daughter. But if you're saying this bad thing about Carol, well, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Right.
How did Noelle get brought into it? Luann's son. Something about the 21-year-old
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, all of the women kind of do that. Remember the reunion? Sonia yeah. and Ramona are always like, oh, my daughter, my daughter, my daughter.
Yes.
And I'm like, newsflash?
You all have kids.
Your daughter's not in diapers.
Yeah,
like, your daughter
exactly.
knows what's up. Like,
right.
your daughter knows what happens at night. Your daughter yeah. knows what happens when you go out. Like, come on. Like,
you're
that's
on a
weird
show.
You're putting it all out there.
Yeah.
The Italian men or whatever, a couple seasons ago that Luann had that she brought in.
The pirate?
The pirate. No, but she said it was Italians
the Johnny
or something.
Depp lookalike?
No, he was the pirate, but didn't she say they were Italians at the beginning and then it was changed? Whatever it was, originally, like, yeah, I had some
You're
Italian
right.
friends come over.
Yeah.
And then
yes,
he was a pirate.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes,
whatever
yes.
that was. I mean, that's, she very easily could just do, you know, do what she has to do and
right.
leave.
Yeah.
So these are situations she's brought herself into.
Yes.
Is there anything we were missing from the show a few weeks ago when Heather walks in and that guy's naked? Is there anything editing wise that maybe we didn't get? Like, did you see the guy at all? Like,
no.
So, okay.
So, you know, in the downstairs bathroom, I used that. It was like, you know, the house bathroom downstairs after breakfast. I was like, I went in there and, you know, TMI, but I sit down to pee and there was like men's socks. I was like, ew. And then he like kicked back in the morning and woke up really early and like Heather had all these green juices shipped down and he like kicked back and like helped himself to stuff in the fridge, was like reading a magazine, and then I think like he knew that the cameras were coming, so he got out of there quick.
Oh.
The whole thing was so weird. It was like I could go on and on about that. It was so 50-50 about the whole thing. Like I think, you know, Heather, I didn't see the guy. Like if that was me and I walked into it, I would have been really, I would have just been freaked out
yeah.
and shocked.
It's early and naked guy.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just weird. It's like, especially when, you know, I think 101 when you're dating, and it's like, I haven't dated in a very long time, but like even I know, like, you got to keep that guy to yourself, man. Like, you can't just be like, go upstairs somewhere, there's an empty room. Like, Lord knows how many doors he opened up before he found the right room, you know? Mm. Like, that's just weird.
I know.
I could go on. It's a small island. They all knew that we were filming there. Like, you don't just bring home some random guy from a bar.
We were wondering that because one of the things that I mentioned, and I think I got a little heat for it, but I was saying, you know, if... Does it make it any easier or less scary when you find a guy, when you know that there are... Because I would think the producers or whatever, they're probably sleeping in the same house,
no.
right?
No.
Not.
Nobody's there with us.
Okay.
So they
just
left
us.
At a certain time and came back in the morning?
Yeah.
So you were open.
Oh. Yeah, no, we're
legit alone.
You guys
yeah.
are alone. Okay. Because
uh-huh.
now, do you know the same...
There was the
people?
House guy, yeah.
Okay, so they're
awesome.
Always the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they were like, oh, they're strange. I got heat. Like, oh, they're strangers. I'm like, no, they're probably the same people that
yeah,
they see
no,
all
no,
the
no.
time.
No, it's a family, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, people always say that. But there was the house guy. I'm forgetting his name.
Oh,
I remember when
yes.
I spoke to him, and then I told the girls what he told
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there because he has to look after it. But he kind of, like, left late and then sleeps somewhere else and came back early in the
morning.
That's
a lot
scarier. Because it's a house manager. He looks after the property. Mm-hmm. He helps get breakfast set and all that stuff.
And then how did he know that the men were married? They had wedding rings on?
No, because he spoke to them the night before, and he went out with the girls. So, like, he was also kind of looking after them that night.
Yes.
I went home, but that's not a surprise.
Yeah,
to
no. We all went to our like, grannies.
Yeah. I'm just like, good night.
It was funny, though. Dorinda, when she came downstairs with a leopard bathing suit, she's like, I don't have my contacts. And they're like, did you see a guy? I don't have my contacts. Like, what are you... That doesn't mean you didn't see the guy.
Just avoiding it.
It's like the best thing ever. We just have to bring up other episodes because, of course, we have you here, so it gets exciting. Yeah. All right. So then we have, going back to this episode, Sonia obviously confronts you, and we see you defend yourself, obviously, and you did a great job at that, and you show the news article, which we had just talked about. She obviously never saw it.
Yeah.
She was reading kind of the first time.
Exactly.
Any comments on, now that you're watching it and you're looking back, would you have changed anything you said? Would you have handled it differently? I personally think you handled it great.
I think it was just watching it back, it was so frustrating because I just remember, you hate to defend yourself when you don't need defending, but when you're dealing with someone, that I'm just going to go back to the whole delusional thing, like, you're just, like, literally talking to a wall. It's like, what are we even arguing about? You don't know. Right. It's like around and around. And at that point, I think what really upset me about that whole thing, which is why I really wanted her to know that I didn't say anything bad, was because we were in such a good place. I totally apologized to her. I was so happy for her. I thought, more than anybody, it was like, awesome. And how many times were we at a dinner table and she wasn't there and I was the only one that defended her?
True.
Time and time again, Heather was like, what are you apologizing to her for? Or, you know, they would like bash her for like whatever she mm-hmm. had going on, you know, with the clothing line or the meetings that she had or the Latina magazine cover.
Yes.
I was like, no, but it's beautiful. And Heather was just like, that's not a big deal. I'm like, Heather, be nice. This is a big deal. You know, like, and here she is, you know, turning around and attacking me for the dumbest thing ever.
That had to hurt.
Yeah, that sucked.
That does suck.
It's like, I just couldn't believe we were back to that point.
I'm sure she sees this and knows, obviously, now that she was in the wrong. And I'm,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Which is why I can't wait to come back next week.
Yeah, I really hope you do. Yeah, please. This is going to be amazing. So, and we quickly, we want to say, guys, when you're watching the episode, replay Dorinda when she's talking about
Swahili.
Bethany comments. She's like, did she speak Swahili? What did that dialogue? It was really funny. I think she had a couple too many, or she just messed up her words, but it was funny. Anything else you guys wanted to add to this episode? Obviously, we know at the very end, you know, we get some updates on everybody, and
Luann's on the outs with everyone, it seems.
Yes, like. Lindsay, good point with that. When you saw that, you kind of, yeah.
All the little things were saying they're not friends with Luann, or Luann's not driving with them, or so it's just...
Yeah, Heather's little caption at the end said that. Mm. That was hard to see. It's hard to see, isn't it?
Heather did tell Bethany, I think we have the whole drive-by therapy session.
Yes.
Very funny. Heather goes up to Bethany and says, you know, you wouldn't want to be a bitch, and you don't want to be this. And she was just really trying to just mend things, but I think
You choose to be a bitch or
something. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It was funny.
I was like, whoa, Heather wore her big girl panties.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's like, they must be on the friendly side now that she feels comfortable saying that to her. But.
Yeah, I think they're definitely on a better page. Do you know, you can't comment on that, can you?
No, I think they are. I think what you see is what you get with that.
Yeah, for sure. They seem like they're in a better place.
Well, you saw the whole couch situation. Oh, I was going to say, I thought they sat next to each other in the couch. No, they didn't. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. No,
but still, close enough.
Yeah, we can't wait for the couch. That's our favorite thing to see who sits with who. Oh my God, so exciting. So Ramona's toast ends the episode, the finale of Real Housewives, and it's nice to see everybody together at the end and smiling, regardless of what happened. It's good to see you guys.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You know, there's hope.
Yes.
But there's going to be lots of drama in the finale. So let's get into some predictions for the finale, for the reunion, excuse me.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
You can't predict, because you'll win.
I want to.
I predict you'll be right. Megan, predictions for the reunion.
Okay, I want to say, I feel like Luann's going to come out swinging, because I think she's going to have felt a little marginalized, and she didn't see herself in a lot in the second half of the season. So let me guess that, predict that.
Good prediction.
And I'm going to say... somebody's gonna fire Bethany up over something, and she's gonna have her moment. I'll say maybe like two episodes of the three, she'll be a pretty cool customer, and one episode she's gonna be really fired up.
I agree with you on that completely. Okay. I was gonna say, I think Bethany's gonna be really cool, calm and collected, and she's gonna like handle all the situations, whether it's with you or Heather, really calmly, but one thing's gonna get her, and it's...
Who do you think it's gonna get her? Who do you think's gonna get her?
Ooh. I think it's going to be Ramona firing her up. It's going to be Ramona.
So.
I would say Ramona or Heather.
Remember, they rewatch all these little scenes, and
yes, they see everything all over again. So yeah. I would say, I mean, I don't really think for the most part, from what it seemed like, she didn't really care about Heather,
right?
So I can't really see Heather doing something that would piss her off enough to get her upset. So that's why I feel like it's got to be Ramona,
mm-hmm.
or it's got to be someone.
Or it's gotta be Christian.
I can't wait to find a prediction. I just got a really good prediction.
Oh, I wish I could tell you. It's killing me.
I think Luann and Carol are gonna rip each other's heads off about Adam. And because that's what I think is the root of it all. Luann's always mentioning his age. She's mad because it was the niece's ex-boyfriend, period. And I think Sonia's gonna see how everyone spoke about her all season, and she's gonna go give it to them. Mm-hmm.
Dorinda, Heather. Huge fight. I see it.
Really?
Just Dorinda all season has been just like yes. everything. Something inside of her
brewing.
Just does not like mm-hmm. Heather. It's brewing, yeah.
yeah.
So, and she's going to fire up. I really think we're going to see a lot of Dorinda drama. All right. So where can we find it? Starting with Megan, where can we find you?
Okay, guys. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. I'll maybe get on that this week. Everything's at Megan Stecker.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wagner, or my blog, lindsaywagner.blogspot.com.
Fern Ronay here, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay.
Kristen, where can we find you?
Kristen Takeman, all of them, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And definitely check out Bravo.com to read my blog for the recap on all of it tonight.
And yes. hopefully physically here next week.
Yes, I hope so.
That would be amazing. Yeah. And this is Ashley. You can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels, Periscope, Ashley Daniels. And we will see you next time, next week, for the reunion, part one of three. I think we get three, hopefully.
I think
yes.
so.
Yes. Woo! Yeah. All right. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.